ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Our guest this morning is filling in for David Hayes. His name is John Eng. We were going to be talking about David's new DVD, Blood Sacrifice. Don, thank you very much for being with us. Why don't you sort of introduce yourself to our listeners, and we'll get into the background of this new DVD on blood sacrifice. Go ahead.
Well, good morning, Doctor. It's a pleasure to be on the program. Thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity. And the new DVD that we've come out is a continuation of a series we're doing on blood sacrifice. And this one is titled Thy Kingdom Come. And what we're trying to do with this whole series is to inform the Christian people of the Antichrist that's coming, as we all know, from biblical prophecy. And we're using this as an in-depth study of Adolf Hitler and how he projected and professed himself to be the Messiah of Germany, and how he wanted to reign for the 1,000 years, the Third Reich, under his leadership, just as it says in the Bible, that Christ is going to come back and reign for the 1,000 years. So this is the kind of the parallel that we're doing with this whole series, is to get Christian people to understand, because as you well know, there's such a disillusion right now, especially even in the church, that this isn't going to happen. We're going to have, everything's going to be very good. We're not going to go through any kind of trial, any kind of tribulation, or any of that type of stuff. And it's not true. So that's the whole gist of the program. I hope that kind of gives your listeners just a quick summation of what this program is going to be about. So,
well, I think it's important people understand that the German people are wonderful people. I mean, always looking back at the 1930s, about 80 years, they were people, they lived very much like we do, civilized society. How then were they able to be caught up by Adolf Hitler in the terrible things that he did? And, of course, basically it destroyed Europe, and millions of people died as a result of it. But it was the good people, it wasn't what the good people did, it's what the good people didn't do to oppose this is totally evil, evil man. So you go right ahead, you pick up the story.
Well, it's interesting what you just said, because as one pastor put this, and this is a quote, it says, the church made peace with an enemy with which it should have been at war, called to warn and protect. It tolerated, then saluted, then submitted, and stood by while perhaps the greatest sacrifice to appease the gods of darkness occurred in modern history. And what he's talking about there and referring to is the Holocaust. And I don't know that people know this, but Adolf Hitler in 1934 at a Baptist convention that was held in Germany professed himself to be a born-again Christian. And at this convention, one-third of the participants believed him. Now, thank God that two-thirds of the participants didn't believe him. And Hitler was on the premise that he knew that the German people would not stop him from killing the Jews, because he had put out all this propaganda against the Jewish people, telling them. In fact, he even called them lower than animals. And this was something that the German people just bought into, just like this pastor said. They were led away from their Christian belief and their Christian morals. And, you know, today, Doctor, Satan believes the same thing with the Christian church today. He really believes that the Christian church will stand, let them totally eliminate this whole situation of the church as we know it today. So, but Hitler's idea was to erase the Judeo-Christian belief and establish a pagan belief guided by him and Lucifer and the pagan God. He professed himself to be Messiah in Germany, just like the Antichrist is going to come and profess himself to be Messiah here at the end time. And I think that there's a real parallel in this between Hitler and, again, between the coming Antichrist that we're going to witness at some period in time in our future. So it's very interesting how Hitler did these things and what he did and how he accomplished it, because he really deceived the Christian churches at that time in Germany to believe that what he was doing was right. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people and listeners know this, but the word Reich means an empire or a kingdom. And in German history, there was actually three of them. The first Reich was between the year of 800 and 1806. And then the second Reich reigned in the period of 1871 to 1918, which is when World War I happened. And then the Third Reich was Hitler's reign, which started in 1930s, in the early 30s. And Germany at that time was in a terrible, terrible depression through that period of time, just like the United States was back from when the depression started in 29 and went until the war started. And the German people, they really wanted someone to change things and make their economy, their lifestyle, everything a lot better. And they thought that Hitler was the answer. And he sold himself to be this person, that he could do this. And they believed him. And, you know, we see so much of a parallel in our own country over history in our own times with this. So, but Hitler's dream was of a 1,000-year reign of German dominance globally, just like the 1,000-year reign of Christ that we study about in our biblical prophecies and history. So, but this is the things that Hitler sold the people of Germany on, that he was the Savior, he was the Messiah, he was going to bring Germany out of the Depression, people were going to be well off again, things were going to be better than they ever had been. And to accomplish that, he felt that the Jewish people were the, for lack of a better term, Doctor, was the enemy, and that they were taking and causing a lot of this problem. See, Hitler believed that World War I was lost because of the Jewish people, that they were the ones that burdened and caused the war to be won by America and by other European countries. So, but the Jews became the blood sacrifice to the pagan God that were guided by Hitler and mainly Lucifer. Hitler believed that he had a direct communication with Lucifer. He believed that he spoke with him. He believed that he appeared to him and that he guided him in this massacre of millions and millions of Jewish people. And he did this because, as we all know, Satan hates the Jews. He also hates the Christians also, but he hates the Jews too. It's been his goal all through the Old Testament, the Bible, to eliminate Israel and eliminate the Jewish population. So I hope that that kind of gives people a little understanding of this. So, but Doctor, as I share with you, he and others believe that the Jews were inferior, that they were lower than animals.
Hold the thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. The DVD is Blood Sacrifice. We'll be right back.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305. Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, certainly we live in a wonderful country. There's no group of people anywhere in the world that as a whole have as high living standards as we have in the United States today. But of course, what people don't understand is that there are powerful spiritual forces at work within our society that are using the financial and military power of the United States to accomplish Satan's goal, and that is a one world government. And so what are we doing over there in the Middle East? Why do we have over between 800 and 1,000 military bases throughout the world to bring about the world government? We are totally under the control of the Luciferian movement today, and the average American has no idea what's really going on. Over this morning is Don. He's representing David Bay and his new DVD in the series, Blood Sacrifice. Incidentally, those can be obtained through my ministry, Radio Liberty, by calling 1-800-544-8927, Blood Sacrifice. And we do have a caller who's calling in.
Hi, this is Ann, and I wanted to ask him, Islam says the same thing about the Jews, that they are monkeys and apes or something like that in the Quran. And so does this go back to the Egyptian ancient pagan worship of Isis and Osiris?
Do you have any thoughts on that at all, Don?
Doctor, could you repeat the question? I couldn't hardly hear the lady. I'm very
sorry. Would you mind speaking up and repeating
the
question?
Sure. I know I can hardly hear him when I'm on the phone here. But the Islamists, in the Quran, it calls the Jews apes and monkeys, and some reference to pigs. And so this goes back to the Egyptian. This also goes back to the Egyptian worship.
Well, but basically, I don't know if you heard it, Don, but she's referring to the fact that there is certainly derogatory things about the Jews in the Muslim Quran.
Right.
Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, you know, it's interesting that the lady brings this topic up because in Blood Sacrifice, we refer to Martin Luther several times. In fact, there's a whole section of this program that's done on him because he believed that. Martin Luther believed in the extermination of the Jews. He thought they were lower than animals. He thought that they needed to be exterminated. And the only use for them is like, again, in Old Testaments, when the different, like the Babylonians and the Assyrians, when they took over Israel, they took all the plunder, they took all the people, they turned them all into slaves, the ones that they didn't kill and exterminate. And Martin Luther believed the same thing. Hitler studied Martin Luther and his teachings and his writings extensively. And he was really guided by a lot of his belief. And I think that this is exactly what this caller is saying about what it says in the Quran. That the Jews
Not saying that. What I'm saying is Islam from the 600 A.D. period called the Jews apes and monkeys,
right.
And that goes back to the Egyptian ancient paganism.
Right.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, I'm sure that is in the Quran. I'm sure it's in Martin Luther's writings.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, it is so vitally important that I think what we're doing in many respects is seeing these powerful spiritual forces at work in America today. And I don't think the average American has any idea of the fact that this small little subversive Luciferian group is dominant in America today. Go ahead, Don.
Well, and I agree with you, Doctor, because I think today, especially in America, and especially even in the Christian church, that we are so deceived by Satan and so deceived by his power that we don't recognize it in things that happen to us or things that we do or say. Even in my own life, I know this at times. I'll do something. I'll say, oh, my gosh, why did I do that? And it dawns on me because of satanic power and influence. And I think in this particular program that we're talking about in Blood Sacrifice, it becomes so evident of the power and how he can take and dominate someone's thought pattern, life, total existence, as he did with Hitler, to do what Hitler did, and that was exterminate 6 million lives totally. You know, Hitler's goal was to eliminate the Jewish race completely off the globe. He set his goal to eliminate 11 million Jews. Well, he succeeded in 6 million, as we all know. But the thing is people don't realize that that force and that deception sold a whole nation on the fact that what he was doing was okay. And I don't mean all the German people. I don't want anybody to think that I mean that by any means. But they were so deceived by this that they did not challenge what he did. They just stepped back and watched it happen. Even the churches at that time did that. The pastors had to sign a proclamation that they supported Germany and what they did. And at one point, even Hitler came out and said, you're either going to be Christian or you're going to be German, but you can't be both. And when you stop and think of that, think of the dominance of someone's mind by an evil force. And that's what Hitler had. He had this dominance of this evil force, this demonic spirit in his life that just guided him and led him to do what he did. So, and I think that that's a big thing, like you're saying, Doctor, about what's going on even today here in America. We get so deceived by things that people think that everybody's going to go to heaven. Well, you and I both know, Doctor, that's not true. That's absolutely not true. Scripture talks to us about that and tells us that. But yet, there's so many people out there deceived to believe that a loving God would never send a person to hell. Well, that's not true. And I think that that's things that we have to get the people to understand that the Bible is truth, and it clearly states that if we do not do and follow Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and live our life according to the way he directs us and wants us to live it, we're not going to get there. And I think that that's very evident. It was evident back then, and it's evident even more so today, I believe.
I agree with you. I think we're in real trouble. And the big problem is that most people do not understand we are fighting a spiritual battle on a political battlefield. They think there's a conflict between the Republicans and the Democrats, and then they can't figure out why the Republicans refuse to do anything about amnesty, not understanding that the leadership of both political parties is controlled by exactly the same people, and the reason they don't know about it is because the media is controlled by six corporations that tie into what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, which is this Luciferian movement which dominates America today. But you go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting that you're saying it because even back in the days of Hitler in Germany, it was very, very dangerous for anyone to live a life led by the Holy Spirit. And today, even here in America, I think that that exists here. I think there's a lot of people that feel that they don't want to be led by the Holy Spirit. They want to be led by their selfishness, their greed, their dominance of what they do. And I think it's bad. And again, it's just the deception and the power, like you're saying, Doctor, of the enemy. And I see this constantly in the church today. You know, and the other thing I want to share with your listeners, too, so that people understand the significance of what Hitler did. In 1945, the Jewish women were taken out of these concentration camps, and they were forced to carry over 6,000 urns of ashes from the oven. And these ashes were spread all over the land of Germany as a sacrifice to cleanse Germany for the Aryan race. And that was Hitler's whole goal, was to have this Aryan race, the superior human race, that again, and as you and I are speaking today, Doctor, that Satan convinced him that we could have this superior Aryan race, and we didn't need God in our life. But these ashes were spread as a completion for a blood sacrifice to the demonic force and to Lucifer. And that's what he wants us to believe, that God doesn't exist and that we can do whatever we want to do and it's all going to be fine. You know, it's interesting. I always find it fascinating how so many people at different times, I'm sure your listeners and yourself, Doctor, have heard this at different times, but people say, oh, when I die and go to hell, we're going to have a big party with all my friends down there. That's not true. They're not going to have a big party down there. They're going to live in constant agony, torture, darkness. They're going to totally have no awareness of who they even are. And people don't understand this about hell. They don't want to believe that that's a place that exists. And I think it's horrifying that today, here we are in 2014, that people believe this. Even people in churches believe this. And I think this is what we have to do. We have to show people and convince people hell is a real place. It is for real. And they need to cancel their reservation, Doctor, for lack of a better term.
And I think what's so difficult for people to understand is that there really is a spiritual battle going on.
Right.
That suddenly Satan is not imaginary. Lucifer is not imaginary. There really are people who worshipped him in the days of Adolf Hitler, and many of them were here in the United States. What most few people understand is that so much of the funding and support for Adolf Hitler came from the United States, and there were people here, certainly all during the Second World War when our boys were dying on the battlefield, who were actually providing the funding and the military forces for the Germans. Now, this has been carefully suppressed, but these same spiritual forces are at work today. And this is what's so frightening, is that the average American going to church today is getting a wonderful Christian message, but has no idea what is really going on from a spiritual point of view in America or throughout the world today. You go right ahead.
Well, it's interesting because through all this period of time in Germany, with all of the Holocaust and with everything that was happening over there under Hitler's dictatorship, there was a gentleman by the name of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and he writes again about Hitler, and he supported the Christian belief, true Christianity, in the underground, to let people know that what Hitler was doing was not right, and to let people who really truly still believed in God and believed in Christianity that hadn't been led astray, that there was still, the power of God was still there. He was still in presence, knowing what was going on. I think that's very interesting, like you said, Doctor, about even here in the United States. There's a lot of people like yourself. I'm a Christian believer, born-again Christian, that believes that God's still in control in spite of everything we see and everything we're happening. And I'm like you. I truly, truly believe this is a spiritual war that we're living in. The Bible tells us that. We're not fighting a war of flesh and blood. We're fighting a spiritual battle. And I think the significance of that is we have to learn we got to fight that with spiritual weapons. We cannot fight that with our humanness. It will never succeed. We'll never win. But we can fight it with the Holy Spirit and with God's direction. And we can come out and be winners. And we can all one day walk in eternity with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and worship him for eternity. You know, it's interesting. There was a gentleman by the name of Welch, and he wrote a book called Conversations with God. And in this book, he believes that Hitler's in heaven. And he says that he supports what Hitler did, that it was okay. And again, this is just another one of those deceptions of Satan that convinced this person that he thinks that what Hitler did was right. And it's not right, you know. And I think that our message today, Doctor, and I'm so grateful for people like you and for the programs that you put on the air to show people that we still can win this war against Satan if we follow Jesus Christ and follow his leading.
Well, we're in for some very, very difficult times. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, is 1-800, pardon me, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call if you have a question or comment on this subject. But ladies and gentlemen, we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Believe me, the people who control this country today, who control our banks, who control our media, who control our corporations, our education, our many of our churches, are part and parcel of this Luciferian movement. And unfortunately, they have neutralized the church today so that the average Christian has little, if any, idea what's going on. And as long as you can keep the vast majority of the people asleep, we will be able to continue using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. People say, look, if things are so bad and these people are so powerful, why haven't they taken over? And the answer is, they already have. You just don't know it. We'll be right back. Give us a call if you have a question. 877-25-45.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Did you see the size of that commission?
That certainly was a large commission.
Where's the gold? It's a very, very big commission. Where's the gold?
At your typical gold dealer, you get a lot less gold and they get a lot more commission. At Patriot, we provide you with more gold and silver with what we like to call the single-digit markup. At Patriot, you get more gold for less.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592.
Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cajun Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop honors our fighting men and women and all the veterans who have gone before you. We salute you and thank you for your sacrifice. Our prayers go with you and your families. This military tribute is from Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. That's 482-6783. A staple in our community for over 46 years. Family owned and operated, Fort Collins Radiator Shop on the air because they care.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Dr. Stan back here this morning is on, and we're talking about this new DVD come out on blood sacrifice, and it's part of a series that David Bay, our good friend David Bay, is putting together as only on the Nazi movement, and of course the similarities between what happened 80 years ago and the events that are unfolding today. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But of course, basically, Adolf Hitler wanted to establish a one world government. And what do the leaders of both political parties want to do today? Establish a one world government. Why do you think we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? Do you honestly believe that that is to protect America? Do you honestly believe that we are funding the revolution that's taking place in Syria today? We're over probably 170,000 people have been slaughtered. Do you think that has to do with protecting America? Ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What are you doing about what's going on and helping us get the information out that these people, this subversive group, already controls our government and dominates both American foreign and domestic policy? But go right ahead, Don.
But, you know, Doctor, it's interesting, your comments, because I think it's one of the things that I'd like to get across to your listeners is the fact that they have to understand that Satan's sole purpose on earth is to populate hell. And if people just don't understand that, our Creator never created hell for any one of us to go there. What he created it for was Lucifer and the fallen angels. And I think that people don't understand that now that he's roaming, as we both of us talked about, you and I both, and we're under such a dominant deception of Lucifer's power and Satan's force globally, that his whole goal is to just fill hell up with as many people as he can get. And we have a choice not to go there. And I think that that's what the listeners have to understand. And Hitler, his choice was to take and do the same thing in parallel to what Satan's doing to populate hell. He wanted the people to be dominated by him. And like you just said, Doctor, by a one world order led by him back in the late 30s and 40s through the dominance of Germany. And that was his sole goal, was to reign globally and become, again, he thought he was the Antichrist. He thought he was going to be the Messiah. And as we found out, no, today, that's not true.
Well, I think that people have to understand that there are powerful forces in the United States that were solidly behind Adolf Hitler, not only before, but during the war. There were 100 American corporations in Germany creating the weapons for the Nazis all during the war, led by Americans. After the war, they were arrested and then very quietly released. We cannot let the American people understand what happened, I said, 80 years ago in Germany, and that very, very similar things are happening in America today. Well, what sort of response are you getting as you bring this message out, Don?
Well, the response that we're getting is more and more people are looking to us at Cutting Edge Films to help educate them. Again, is exactly what you and I are talking about, Doctor, the powerful force of Satan that's just unleashed globally. And now we look and talk about our country, the United States, and we can see it every day. We see children killing parents. We see schools and the shootings and all this type of stuff. And all of that's from a demonic force. I personally live near Kansas City, and there was an incident here that happened not long ago where a person in Springfield area took and abducted a young girl that was playing in the street in front of her home, and the people that saw this were able to identify the truck and all this type of stuff. This is on the national news, and they could pull this up. But anyway, the police found this man 3 hours later with this young girl. She was 10 years old. This young girl had already been executed and brutally chopped up in pieces and put in trash bags. And someone asked me one day, they said, well, what do you think that was? I told them, I said, it was a satanic ritual sacrifice. And I believe that with all my heart, Doctor, that that's the type of force and the type of influence that Satan has in so many people's minds that he just corrupts them to do things like this. And I think that that's what we have to get across, and the message we're trying to get across is exactly what you're doing, the same thing, Doctor. We support you so much in your ministry and your outreach, is that there powerful evil force that's running rampant in the United States that we have to stand up against. And the only way we can fight this, once again, is with spiritual weapons. We cannot fight this with human weapons. It just will never accomplish anything.
You're absolutely right. It's a spiritual battle. Telephone number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And you know, and you look and see what's going on in our society, the pedophilia at the highest levels of our government, the homosexuality at the highest levels of our government, the decisions by our Supreme Court to go right along with the homosexual agenda, but the average individual, the sexual depravity that we see on television depicted all the time, and people think that this is just entertainment. This is not entertainment. This is never to destroy the soul of America. And unfortunately, an awful lot of people don't understand that they think they can certainly watch these things on television on the weekend and then go to church on Sunday and things are going to be fine. There's an attack on the minds of the American people, and we're losing that because the average American doesn't understand the nature of the spiritual battle that's taking place for the souls of the American people, or the fact that our media is totally and rigidly controlled by people from the dark side. But you go right ahead.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Doctor, that you said that, because I was with a very dear friend of mine that's a pastor here not long ago, and we were talking about this. I made a statement to him. I said, you know, Pastor, I said, the devil shows up in church every Sunday. And he busts out laughing. He says, you're right, he does. And then he snuggled up to me. He was in a rolling chair behind his desk. He kind of moved his chair over next to mine. He says, do you know how he does it? He says, everyone thinks that the devil will show up in church and cause a big commotion or a big uproar. He said, that's not what he does at all. He said, he gets up next to you and he says to you, don't you think that that message didn't have a lot of meaning to it? Did you really understand what the pastor said this morning? Do you really believe that? Or he'll say to you, do you know what Sister So-and-so did yesterday? And I really chuckled at this because I got thinking, this is just how subtle the devil really is and how Satan really is. He doesn't come after us a lot of times with big major things. And it's interesting that you were talking about this thing with the homosexual movement and the acceptance of it in the United States. If we think back 30 years ago, the devil did this just a little pinch at a time. It's the same thing with Madeleine O'Hara that got prayer kicked out of school. It was one woman with one belief and just one little pinch at a time. And I don't know if people know this or not about her, but at the end of her life, she gave her life to Christ, and she said what she did was totally wrong. And a lot of people didn't hear that part of it, but they heard the first part of it and believed it. And now we have no prayer in school. We don't have Bible in school.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Give us a call, 877-54. 775-54.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan Baxter, I'm thinking about progressing, and of course we're talking about a new DVD. It's part of a series on blood sacrifice, and they are available through our ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. Are there several DVDs in this series, Don?
There's two right now, Doctor, and we're getting ready to release a third one. Probably sometime in the next full 4 to 5 months, we'll have the third one done. And I don't know what our future is going to be after that, but there will be three, yes.
All right, fine. And what is the basic message you want to get out to people through these DVDs?
Well, if I could give you, if I could plug a new DVD that's coming up, if you wouldn't mind, Doctor, it's the basic message that we're trying to get out. We have a new project that will be coming out sometime in the next 60 days. We just got the rough draft of it today. And the title of it is, Hell is for Real, Cancel Your Reservation. And I think that that's the message that we at Cutting Edge Film is trying to get out more than anything, just to let people know that Satan is real, the devil is real, hell is real. And if we don't take and follow Jesus Christ, if we don't take and listen to the Holy Spirit and his guidance, we're going to end up there. And that's what we want to do is we do not want people to go to hell. There's no one that wants anyone to go there. And unfortunately, there's going to be people there. And that's our focus and our mission is to educate people in the demonic power that's unleashed in our country today.
And I hope as soon as you get the DVD out, you'll give me a copy of it, and we'll be glad to get you or Sidney David onto our program to discuss it, because, of course, DVDs are such an excellent means of reaching people, and because the Brotherhood of Darkness controls rigidly television in America, you're not going to get the truth on regular television. You're not going to get it on regular radio. That's why I do what I do. 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, trying to bring the truth to the American people.
Well, Doctor, I want to thank you so much for allowing me the opportunity to visit with you and to visit with your listeners. And we praise the fact that you're doing this type of work and you're getting your message out and continuing to tell people, once again, that hell is a real place and the devil is real and so is Jesus Christ. And he wants us in heaven. He does not want us to go below.
What sort of response are you getting to the first two of your blood sacrifice DVDs?
We're getting very good response. We've been very, very pleased with the response we're getting to both of these programs. The people are buying them off of our store, off of our website. We have them in some other ministries that are out there. And anyone, they can get this through your ministry, Doctor, as you're such a wonderful supporter of us and offering these products that we develop, but we're getting very, very good response to this. We're very, very pleased with the people that have responded back to us in this program. And like I said, we're looking forward to getting.
What is the cost of the DVD?
The DVDs are $19.95,
which is good. And then, of course, there'll be shipping on top of that. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there in the listening audience,
Radio offer on your program. I'll offer and I'll make sure that I tell Marsha in our office to do this. Anyone that calls in from this program and orders this DVD to him, we'll ship it to him free.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I will make sure that we do that. We'll give your people free shipping.
Oh, free shipping. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll give the shipping to him free.
All right, fine. Well, if you listen to me, if you're out there in the listening audience and you want to get it, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and you'll have to mention this to Letitia, who will be answering the telephone. Well, basically, of course, the average individual finds it so difficult to believe. I said is that This is not an ideological battle. It is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, and our enemy has total control over the media in America. And until people understand that the media is controlled by six major corporations, a wire first, nothing is going to change. So basically, how are we going to reach more people? Is it going to have to just be through the existing radio, Christian radio and television? And what sort of help are you getting from the Christian television? They have they have their networks, but I don't see a lot of this discussed on Christian television.
No, and there isn't, Doctor, and that's sad that there isn't a lot of this discussed on Christian television. And again, it's just another one of the deceptive powers of Satan is how he's deceived these different ministries that they don't talk that much about this. And it once again, I see the deceptive power of Satan continuously day by day. And I don't think that a lot of the Christian people recognize it. It's just, it's really something we need to continue again with outreaches like yours, Doctor, and what we do at Cutting Edge Films is to get this message across to recognize the powerful force of Satan and how deceptive he is, and to be able to identify that.
And unfortunately, Christian television, if you get into the background of it, you find the people who organized it were deeply involved in pedophilia and other sort of sexual perversions. But it was put out there so that you would think you were getting it. A lot of the material they put out, I'm certainly not disagreeing with. It's excellent. But the really important things about what's going on today are being carefully suppressed on the major Christian television because, of course, there is a powerful force that's working within the Christian church to neutralize it. So we will not be effective in this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Why don't you give us a parting thought, and then we'll let you go.
Well, Doctor, again, once again, I want to thank you. I really enjoyed this. It was a pleasure to be on your program. And one of the messages, again, I want to share with your listeners and all of Christian people out there, keep in mind the only purpose of Satan roaming the earth is to populate hell. And we do not want him to win. We want to all be in heaven together, rejoicing and worshiping Jesus Christ.
Very well put. Thank you so very much. We'll look forward to talking to you again, perhaps on one of our other programs. As you know, we do have three different networks, and we try to get sometimes outstanding programs like yours on several programs so that we can reach as many people as we can. Thanks very much for being with us. We look forward to having you with us in not too distant future.
You're quite welcome, Doctor. I look forward to it in the future again. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply won't sell you anything they don't feed their own pets. We sell quality feed for mice to horses, premium pet food, and wild bird seed custom cages and supplies at the best prices in town with a 2% cash discount. Feed your animals quality food now or pay your vet later. Ask about our special of the month for KHNC listeners. That's Walker's Quality Cage and Feed Supply, located at 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. That's 4298 Kipling Street in Wheat Ridge. 303-424-0305. 303-424-0305.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at The Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, The Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Cass here, and I need to remind our listeners out across Colorado, Wyoming, and across America, because people are listening on the internet, that we are primarily listener supported. We are dependent upon our listeners to provide the funds to maintain our network of radio stations. We're 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We try to get people to understand the true nature of what's going on today, because until you understand that this small little subversive group controls both political parties, controls the media, the six major corporations, and that, of course, is AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, Comcast that controls NBC and Murdoch, and they control 90% of the media outlets in America. You need to get the book, The New Media Monopoly. That's The New Media Monopoly. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand who these people are who control the media and control the banking system and control the six major banks that control the 67% of the financial assets of America, and then, of course, control, well, as a result, most of our major corporations, because they've used the money they've created out of nothing to buy up the stock of the corporations. And then, of course, they have their people in the educational system and in our churches and our foundations and our universities. And they largely control what is going on in America, and they're using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. Will they succeed? Only God knows the answer to that, but I can tell you we're heading into a terrible financial recession and depression. We're heading into a terrible world war, and how that will affect America, I don't know, but certainly we escaped destruction during the First War and the Second World War. I do not believe we're going to escape destruction in the Third World War, because I think God brings the judgment on nations that turn against him. And America has turned against God. Well, I hope that if you're in a position to help financially, you'll join the Radio Liberty family. My telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can certainly go there and watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs there. You can read our newsletters. And I can read 15 years of newsletters. I'm not writing the newsletter now, but certainly William Grigg is writing the newsletter, but he does an excellent job. But we do hope that if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family or supporters and help us financially, that you will.